Mr. Coxey, will you call the roll?
Ed Clemenson? Tom Gideon?
Present.
Bob Hansler?
Present.
Jack Johnson?
Present.
David Nelson?
I'm here.
Chairman, we do have four.
Excellent. Could you give an explanation of public hearing procedures?
This is the Cheney County Planning Commission Board of Adjustment hearing procedures. Today's Board of Adjustment is held to hear various requests and appeals on decisions made by the Cheney County Planning Commission. Board of Adjustment meeting is governed by the Cheney County Development Guidance Code. Public hearings are held on each request or appeal which is filed with the Cheney County Planning Commission. I would like at this time to place the Cheney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. The staff file including all pertinent information for each case is Exhibit C. And the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report for each request will be read to the board followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you would like to comment, you must sign the sheet which is provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it's your opportunity for comment, your name will be called. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions will be addressed to the board, not anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes, unless additional time is granted by the chairperson. Anyone who wishes to speak either for or against any case you've heard today must be sworn in.
And may we have the governing statutes read.
The Board of Adjustments shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. Number one, to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. Number two, to hear and decide all matters referred to it for which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the County Commission as herein provided. 3. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under sections 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege, to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map. In exercising the above powers, the board may reverse or affirm wholly or partly or may modify the order, requirement, decision, or determination appealed from and may take such order, requirement, decision, or determination as ought to be made and to that end shall have the powers of the officer from whom the appeal is taken.
Thank you. We have one request before the board, and Mr. Davis, would you come to the podium and be sworn in, please? Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do. You want me to sit down or stand?
Yeah, he can sit down.
You can sit down. I tell you what, sit in the front row.
And we're going to see a movie and all kinds of stuff. So. You ready for staff report?
Ready for the staff report.
This is the Taney County Board of Adjustment staff report for Richard Davis, dated July 21st, 2010, case number 10-5. This is the public hearing for Richard Davis at 227 Taney Street in the Brownson Township, Section 33, Township 23, Range 21. The applicant is requesting a variance from the Table 1 setbacks of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. History is that the property is located in the Mount Branson subdivision, and the existing garage is situated too close to the side setback area. General description, the subject property is 150 by 100 feet. The adjoining properties to the request consist of residential. The site consists of a 1,344-square-foot garage structure. And if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves this variance, the following requirements shall apply unless provided by the board. Approval for the variance off of the side of the property of 2 feet. All other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code shall be met, and the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire. I need to explain to you the history of this. If you're not familiar, I think most of you probably know where Mount Branson is, right before you, if you're coming down 76 from Forsyth. And right before you come down the hill and get into where the Tanecomo Bridge and all the work is going on, up where Candlestick Restaurant and everything is up in there, it's right up on top, and that overlooks the Lakeshore Drive and that area down in there. So this is the property. I think we have a mistake in our thing, because it is 100 by 50. I think we had 100 by 150. So it's 50 by 155. When Mr. Davis came to us wanting to put a garage on the structure, and at the time it came to us, the 911 address was Mount Branson here. Okay? Now, what that means is this.
East Lake.
East Lake. You know.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, and then, so what happens is, when his 911 address is here, that's how we orient the property. If you know, that being the case, then to us, this is the front of the lot. We don't care which way you turn the house, or, you know, or anything like that. You can take the front of your house and turn around completely to face another direction. This is the front of the property. That's how we orient everything. Of course, from here, we have a 25-foot setback on the front. We have a 10-foot setback on the back. All he wants to do is put a garage on here. So if we take 25 off of here and 10 off the back, then he can make a 20-foot garage, which is just a little bit tight. So we kind of kicked around some ideas and everything, and I said, you know what, why don't you go to 911 office, see if they'll change your address to Taney Street. And he went and talked to them, and they said, sure, no problem. So they changed the address. So this becomes the front, this becomes the back. And then these become the two sides, and the side setback is 7 feet, with the exception of this. When you're on a corner, the side setback is half the front. And we're going to get into all that in just a second here. So then everything that we want to do fits okay. So Mr. Davis got that changed. We issued the permit as he had it drawn. He gives it to the architect and to the builder. And as it happens, there's a driveway, you know, that's put in here. And he puts the door coming here because he's still going to use this driveway, which I don't have a problem with, this way. But when everything was laid out, the builder, I guess, and the architect saw this as the front of the building. Non-habitable structure can go within 5 feet of the property line, in which it is on the back. So they assumed this was the back of the property line, and they set it up here at 5 feet. And built the structure, when in actuality, what happened was the address had been changed, so this was the front, this was the back, and both of these need to come 7 feet off. Well, this one actually needs to be 12, half because of the side road. And so anyway, make a long story short, this got set at an acceptable back setback.
But not a side
setback.
That's
not back.
That's a side.
Now, if you go look at the building, you say, this is the front. And this is the back, and these are the two sides. And that is what it is on the building, but that's not what it is on the lot. So so consequently, as this thing is being built, we notice we're not set back quite far enough. Now, he's not over the property line. He's just he's only a foot and a half into the setback area of 7 foot. But he is just, with the overhang and everything, just right at 5 feet off of the property line. And that's the request he's making to you today.
The building's done?
The building is done. It is non-habitable structure and everything. So we have a video here for you. We'll show you that real quick. And you can kind of see what. Now, we had a lady with us that was taking pictures. So it takes a little while for this to make sense to you.
I chopped a little bit.
Oh, did you chop some more? Okay. Maybe it won't be so long again. But she was doing a whole lot of stuff. This is going to be...
This is a side
street. Yeah, this is where it will come around and make the curve here. And this is the curve that you saw here. So you can see the whole neighborhood first.
So you just saw the back. That road that way is the back.
Yeah, that was the back on that side of the lot. Of course, this is the neighborhood. Now, this is actually the side of the lot, and this is going to be the front of the building, but the side of the lot. So this should be the back, and it sets off plenty well enough, but when you look at the structure, you can see this is actually the front of the building, but the side of the lot. And this would be the front of the lot here. any of you know Susan Martin, which used to be Habitat for Humanity. I don't know. She's on our planning board now. She wanted to go with us and see what we did. So we took her and let her turn the camera. This is a really nice pole.
She's not as shaky as our normal photographer.
It's the program.
Uh-huh.
So now we're coming around. So this should be the front of the building. Or this is the front of the lobby, but it's the side of the building. And this is the side of the building, which is the front of the building, but the side of the
right. Right.
Don't want to confuse you. But we're going to go to the back here. I can't hurry. I'm sorry.
Is that the park?
This is the neighborhood again. Yep. We're just taking another one.
There's that pole.
Good shot of the pole.
Good reference.
Okay, now we're going to come back. Now, I know I asked her to shoot this tape measure. So I know we're going to get there to the back, show you where the variance is. And this is where.
We've got to see a couple of wild animals in the back first.
Oh, dear.
That is a nice garage.
It is. Now, when she turns here, it's right here. Uh-oh.
There's the tape measure going down.
There's the wild animals. Yeah, we were still laying this tape out.
The labor crew.
Where I'm standing here is the property line. I know how to do this. I didn't know you wouldn't check up on my work.
I do believe those are extensions.
This is worse than
food. Okay, where this rock is the property line.
He wasn't lying about seeing the movie.
Good
ass
sound.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
We don't want
that.
It's just a little bit more than 5 feet, past.
Which is the point of that rock what we're looking at? Or?
Yeah. So that's measured from the overhang, not all the way to the wall here. You'll see we're out from the wall, so we did count the overhang and the gut and everything. So it's just a little more, about 5 feet, 2 or 3 inches is what it is. So, okay, that's enough then. So anyway, there was just a lot of confusion that went on. The people working saw the front and the back of the building. We had changed the lot, the front and back of the lot, and in the confusion, just encroaching the setbacks.
No water or sewer easement or anything going down through there, nothing.
So if that would be acceptable, that 5.5 feet would be acceptable on the back.
They set it perfectly for
the back if it was the back of the building, they're right on.
Why he needs to change his address back to that other street?
No,
they're not. Far enough in front.
See, he
can get his 12.5, but he couldn't get the 25.
The 25 gets him this way.
Oh, okay.
And everything. So, I mean, he went up there and put the other driveway in. You saw it coming down from the end there. So, he there's so many people dealing with this, and of course we had it clear, and the person building and everybody thought they had it clear. They knew what the setbacks were. They just had it turned different on the lots, what the deal was. So anyway, that's all I can tell you. It was really confused and caught it before the building was totally finished, but by then the slab was already poured and everything like that. So the walls were up. There used to be a pole sitting there, a utility pole. And that's what when he saw that, that's why he went, oh my, we're too close, and everything. So he brought it to our attention, and I told him the only thing we can do is come and see if you will grant him that 2 foot variance. So if you want to hear from him.
Okay. Mr. Davis, please enlighten us.
Well, I apologize, you boys, for making you come up here, because I happen to be on the Board of Adjustment in Iowa, and I've driven clear from here to Iowa and made $10. I'm going to get off of that board as soon as I can.
Saw the Appanoosa County plate.
Appanoosa is exactly right. Well, I purchased that lot in 2003, and then just shortly after that, I got Taney County Water to put me in a meter so I'd have a hydrant over there. I had a portable building there, and some wife had some flowers and bushes, and we had stuff around there needed water. And then, so they asked me at the time, what's the address? And I said, well, as near as I know, there isn't an address. I can give you the legal description. But they said, well, don't worry about it. If it don't have an address, we'll give it one, get one. So when the paperwork came back to me, it was 117 East Lake Street. So really didn't matter to me. I didn't really care, you know. But where I live, there's only a one-car garage. There is no room for any more than that. And we've been keeping our second car in a storage building about five blocks away, and pickup sets outside. And at my age, that's not too handy. But my goal was to buy this land directly across the road. It's open land behind the garage, and always has been and probably always will be. An old lady owned this, but for 5 years I tried to talk her into selling it to me so I could build a garage. And her comment was, well, you'll cut that tree down if I sell it to you. Well, she was right. I couldn't tell her I wouldn't, because that's probably what I'd have had to have done. And I decided that if I was going to ever do anything, have a garage, I was going to have to build it on my own land. Well, Eddie told it just about exactly like it happened. I did come, somebody suggested that I come over and talk to Eddie, and I did, and these people were as nice as they could possibly be to me. We got the address changed, and I was happy as I could be. I went back and told the builder that we had 12 and a half foot on the front and 5 foot on the back. Well, what he had said was exactly right, except he was talking about the west side now, and I was still talking about the north side, I guess. So when this gentleman over here in the corner come out and talk to me, I couldn't, he probably thought I was stupid, because I couldn't get it through my head, because what he was talking about, because I'd never seen the word, heard the word seven even mentioned, even though it was on that thing that we tacked up on that little portable shed. We went over and tried to unfold it, and he tried to show it to me, and it already got too wet and couldn't read it, but it was right, it was on there. Well, the first thing that I done was had the land surveyed, and that was back before I come over there, and the survey guys said, well, you know that your property line's out in the road. And I said, well, the lady that I bought it from in 03 told me it was, but, well, he says every time they blacktopped the road, they just kept cutting the corner a little farther. Well, it don't worry me any, and it's not that much. I think there's 23 and a half inches cuts ground there, but I'm not complaining about that at all. It does make my garage look like it's a little closer to the street than it really is, but there again, I don't care. I had nothing in the world to gain from this foot and a half. In fact, I'd have saved a foot and a half of concrete if I'd have put it where it belonged. So it'd have been fine with me. But it was my fault, and I take the blame for it. And I guess old age is no excuse, but I ask for your help. So.
Okay, so what would you want us to do exactly?
Mr. Davis, by the way, lives right in this area here. It may be a little further out, but he lives right here. So
I still have to walk up around the corner to get the garage.
I didn't mention that to you, but I wanted you to know that he does live right there.
Okay. This ground.
Was that red button there? Oh, sure.
This ground here is all open land. Go clear on down there. And this is my house. Is that where my house is?
It's right about there.
Yep. Right in there somewhere. I wanted to build this garage over here.
You wanted to murder that poor tree, though. You wanted to murder that poor tree, though.
Yeah, I wanted to murder that poor tree.
Should have sold it to Jackson for the movies.
Right there, but I just knew that it wasn't going to happen, so I still have to walk up around here. Of course, if you want to know the truth, I bought me a golf cart.
There you go. I saw the golf cart garage ahead. So you want a 2 foot variance?
Well, from the building out, I'm a foot and a half too close, but my
measurement puts him a little closer than that, so to make sure that he's covered in the event that there is any kind of title search ever done on this or anything like that, it would show that he's within that, because a different surveyor may move that line a little bit, but 2 foot should cover him in perpetuity. Okay. And until the building's moved or something like that, and he gets old and gets torn down.
Okay, any questions?
I'll make a motion to approve. the 2-foot variance.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, let's call for the vote.
Approved.
Mr. Davis, then they have granted your variance, and what we will do is we have some paperwork to be filed and stuff like that, so call our office tomorrow, and Benita will kind of tell you the schedule and when we can get you back to the
office. Okay, now, who do I call?
Benita, 546-7225. Here's my business card.
226 is my number.
You can just call the office, and then we'll make sure, but her number is 226 instead of 225. But it takes about... 4 or 5 days before we'll have this paperwork together for you and everything like that, and then we'll file that,
okay.
And that will travel with.
What time should I call?
She sleeps usually till about 8:30. No, she's in at 7:30, but probably around 8:30 or so would be fine.
She's got to get her extension again.
Thanks again, guys. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
Under old new business, real quick, gentlemen. You know that the commissioners had, the elected commissioners had sent a list of districts down, zoning districts that they wanted the recommendation back from our planning board to them. Planning board decided that they felt like we needed one more agricultural district that would represent the smaller parcels, 10 acres and under, whereas the county commission wanted to go everything that's 2 acres and up. Could be agricultural. So the Planning Commission is suggesting to them 10 acres and above for full-blown everything type agricultural, and 10 acres and under would be a residential, agricultural residential. And then the other difference was we had talked about putting our special use permits, which is our bed and breakfast and things like that, into what we call neighborhood commercial. They said since that did not change the status of the residence, it stays residential. They wanted that special use pulled out of the commercial, and they wanted to split the commercial into large commercial and small commercial, but keep the special use out of it. So that's how it's going back to the commission. I was supposed to meet with them a week ago Wednesday. They had to postpone, and we meet on Monday to make that recommendation to them. But otherwise, real quick, the zoning district would be agricultural residential, single family residential, multifamily residential, which would be R1, R3, and then R5 would be residential that's either manufactured home park, like a mobile home park, or an RV type park. They're separated. We'd have what we call neighborhood commercial, smaller, maybe freestanding commercial ventures as opposed to a strip center or something like that, which would go into our full blown. So C1 would be neighborhood commercial. C3 for general commercial, one, what we call an industrial district, I1, and then one, an overlay district, which we're hoping to be able to use to do things like planned urban developments, hoping to use this to be able to allow the developer to address some issues that we cannot address because we do not have building codes, which would allow them to build a neighborhood of duplexes and be able to sell half the duplex to one owner and half to somebody else. But because we can't impose certain restrictions on that, we don't do that at this particular time. But if they were able to alleviate all of our concerns, then under a PUD we could say, or under this overlay district, we say this becomes this. And it would fit on top. And there's a whole lot of things going there. Airports could go in there, different things like that. So that's what we're recommending to them. So you'll know, our intention is that this will give them the ability to go into Taney County, to look at a property and say, here's where it fits, and then draw an existing land use map, not to change anybody's zoning or anything like that, but to say this is what we see it as now, and then there's a whole lot more that goes on with that later on. But all we're trying to do right now is define what's in the county. So that's where we are, and as you know, Bob, it's been a long time getting there. So, anyway, you'll start probably seeing a lot of stuff in the newspaper before long. But that's kind of where we're at. So, and that is what I have for you, gentlemen.
Any questions?
You have your minutes.
We have the minutes. Has everyone had an opportunity to read the minutes? Do I hear a motion to approve minutes as presented?
I would make that motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor, aye.
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 Motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
Want to call the roll?
Yes. I guess that's why I should have told you this. We approved a project Monday night. And there's kind of history behind it. But actually what it was is the National Institute of Marriage, which used to be located down at Paradise Point and rented out the top floor up there, bought a piece of property that belonged to a Mr. DeLilio who was running a bed and breakfast out off of T-30, which is Sunset Inn Road, and go down there into L Lane. That was approved for a bed and breakfast with five additional cabins. There's a big mess out there because somehow a plat got filed without the road being put in. And Mr. DeLilio lost the property. The bank took it over. The National Institute of Marriage snapped it up at a good price. And of course, nobody wants anything out there. And they said yes, which I think was a good idea because it gives them the opportunity to have this particular developer fix that road. He'll fix the first part of it right away, and then when he starts over here, he's got to fix the rest of it. So it fixes a lot of problems, and it's a good fit. He's on 10 acres out there, but what he's wanting to do is not that big a deal. Everybody doesn't share my sentiments on that. So yesterday morning, am I correct? We got our first BOA on that, and so you will hear that next month. But I don't know that they really have any point of law that was violated. They just don't like it that they didn't consider all of their complaints that they filed. You know, they didn't verbally address every one of those. So anyway, that's coming to you, and hopefully when the application's all done, we'll know exactly what they're trying to look at and everything. Like you always do, that will be an appeal of a decision made by the Planning Commission, and whatever they base that on, that's what we'll go with. It may be legitimate. You know, there's some different things with neighborhood covenants and stuff like that, which, you know, we don't get into, and we encourage them to take those to civil court and go ahead and do what they want to do. But we will be seeing you next month, so don't make plans.
Didn't we adjourn?
Yes, you did.
We are adjourned.
Okay, good deal.
Appreciate it, gentlemen. This is getting to be my favorite board.